ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Sir, we need a Moses, somebody like us, to take us out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I need people to come and warn these people. Are you telling me God has a challenge in warning Nineveh by himself from heaven? Is it a big thing to speak from heaven? Jonah, sir, come and talk to them for me. They need to hear flesh and blood. Flesh and blood needs to hear flesh and blood. For flesh and blood to understand what God is saying. You know the problem that ensued and went on like that. You remember there was even a time God was trying to do something. Someone was there would give us a king. Because he knows the problem of man. Hope you know, there was no problem with God leading them out of the land until they started talking about, we want to, you know, after the golden calf, that's when God began to talk about tabernacle. Mm-hmm. They were going before, where was the tabernacle before Red Sea? Woo! When the hearts of the people began to look for something tangible, let us know that our God is among us. Are you hearing me? So there's in tabernacle. So, it's important for you to know God will not be able to do the work of redemption until he who carries the eternal life becomes like us. Until he's like us, we will not see any glory. The Word became flesh and we beheld his glory. Now, I hear people say, this place is full of glory. Hallelujah. No, sir. The real definition of glory is grace and truth. Yes, see, forget of, whoosh, I feel the glory. No. Jesus Christ came, he became flesh, full of glory. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And what was the description? Grace and truth. In this side of eternity is grace and truth, that's glory. On the other side, in rapture, it will be light. On this side is grace and truth. That's why we just had the transfiguration experience just once. Yes, we didn't have any other record. Just once. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. So each time the glory of God is filling a place, what do you see? Abundant grace. And what is grace? Unmerited favor and enablement. Grace is not just unmerited favor. Titus 2:11. The grace that have appeared to all men is teaching us to deny. There's an enablement. You can't say you have grace and you cannot overcome sin. A man of grace is an enabled man. A man of grace is a man given unmerited favor, but it's a man enabled. What he will naturally not do by his strength, now he's able to. So it's by grace that you are saved. A favor and an enablement. Through faith. So until the Word became flesh, he was not fallible. He was not recognizable. That's why Paul now said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, Christ left. He gave the Holy Ghost so that Holy Spirit in us too will be like Word made flesh. The life in Christ is what the Holy Spirit represents. Abiding in us, so that if the Spirit dwells in your mortal body, he quickens your mortal body so that your mortal bodies also can reflect grace and truth. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. As people see the glory of the Father in you, they see grace, unmerited favor, through Christ Jesus, enablement above the world, and now you walk in truth. As they see you manifest all that, they will glorify your Father who is in heaven. Understand that if you miss this point, you cannot follow Spirit. Hear me. We were not called to follow Spirit. We don't follow Spirit. No. No. Why do you think Ephesians chapter 4, or is it chapter 5, he gave gifts unto men? Chapter 1? 4. and then apostles, prophets, teachers. Do you know, I remember somebody said, I don't need anybody to teach me God's word. I have the anointing of the Holy One. He teacheth me all things. If the anointing teacheth you all things, why did they give teachers? You can't follow teaching of spirits. You can't. You were not built to follow the teaching of the spirit. You need the spirit to be located in a physical body. In everything you are trying to learn, somebody must practice it for understanding to be born. That's the way this kingdom operates. Go into all the world and make disciples. Meaning you have followed me. You saw my life. Now I'm going to put the Holy Spirit in you that brings you into remembrance to all. He activates those things. But now tell other people to follow you since you have known me. When Paul had the revelation on the way to Damascus, you remember that he would have been joking around. Barnabas said, look, come and explain what you are talking about to in Jerusalem. If you go to Galatians and say, lest I should have run in vain, I went to speak to Peter. I don't know why people celebrate Pauline so much and you forgot, brother, Paul was asked to come to Jerusalem to discuss his revelation. James must listen to you, sir. John must attest to what you are saying. And you got him by revelation. We were with him. Thank God for revelation, sir, but bring it for scrutiny. After they validated his testimony, they gave him right hand of fellowship. Now he could also go, having been dealt with by the Lord because he was called to the Gentiles. The Jews understand the messianic prophecy. There's a Messiah who's supposed to be king. Gentiles don't know that. So we need a Paul to go and tell them. And you see, many Gentiles will not see Christ physically. I also need somebody who have Christ by revelation so that when he's talking, they will be able to believe him. But even this brother must go and receive scrutiny from those who walked with him on the earth. And you know what? Barnabas was working with the apostles. Why do you think the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and... Hope you know it's not Saul and Barnabas. Have you read Acts 13 very well? It's not Saul and Barnabas. Oh. Some of us make that mistake. Oh. It's Barnabas and Saul. Oh, that's Saul lack of call. Why? In case of God wants to veer off, there's a Barnabas who is closer with those who walk with Jesus. Okay, what are you saying? Okay, let's bring it out to the scripture. Once you have not read it, I will open it. We are talking about Christ, our perfect model. Now, how many of you know, let's pick an example. Where was Paul sent to, basically? The Gentiles. Do you know he was always going back to the Jews? Do you know that? You don't know that. So go study Acts of the Apostles. He was always, everywhere he got to, he wants to talk to the Jews in the synagogues. Do you know each time he attempts to speak to the Jews, that's when he has problems. That's when they beat him. Huh? There is prosperity among the Gentiles. Do you know he himself as a burden for the Jews? He said it, I wish myself were accursed. That we do, but was that where we sent you? Now, I'm not trying to paint black, I'm giving you a context. God was sending him to the Gentiles, but he was always dancing because of his passion and his burden. You know there was a John Mark. I said, you know there was a John Mark. Do you know Brother Paul, out of zeal, said John Mark should not follow them again? Huh? Why? Why should did he say that? When we're supposed to go, John Mark was not strong enough, not passionate enough, not strong enough, not determined enough. Not as if John Mark was a sinner. What did Barnabas say? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Let's give him time. Let's be patient. Barnabas, an elder to Paul. In the face. Oh, see people's face. Yes. And then when Paul said no, on that day what? And Paul picked who? Silas. And Barnabas went with. Later on, Paul said, bring me John Mark. For he's profitable. The brother you abandoned is now profitable. Who labored on him to become profitable? What about Brother Silas? Your companion? What about other people? Bring me John, they should bring you John Mark. We never saw that Brother Paul reconciled with Barnabas. They were reconciled. You could not have released John Mark. He must receive permission from his disciple. No, you could not just abandon him and you need him for the ministry. The same ministry for which you say you should go back. Do you know, since they were separated, a lot happened. Oh, don't let me go into theological issues. Yes. If you follow the Acts of the Apostles, you see how the book of Acts of the Apostles ended with Paul in Rome, and then preaching and teaching, that's all. Okay, we have studied more into Paul. And we've learned certain things that Paul reflected on in his epistles. Read the epistles very well and learn from Paul. That how he continued with zeal, with passion, how he balanced up later. Read the epistles properly. Read in between the lines. The reason why God says, Holy Ghost says, separate me, Barnabas, and were they supposed to be separated? No. Because by ordination, they're supposed to be what? Barnabas, wisdom and patience, Paul, zeal and passion. The two combination will reach the nations of the world. But even here, Brother Paul in 1 Corinthians is giving us a principle that must not be changed. Follow me, even as I follow Christ. And look at Brother Paul in Philippians. He keeps saying that I may know, it's not as if I've apprehended. But me myself, I forget the past. What a brother. What a brother. I love him for something. Sincerity. Openness. Proper had mistakes and he wrote it. Read the epistles well. He had mistakes and he wrote it plainly in the Bible. I think, my supposition, if he had remained with Barnabas for long, certain discussions and arguments with the Corinthians would not be needed. You know, he argued so much with the Corinthians. He had to prove and defend his apostleship at another time. You don't need to defend it. There's a brother that the entire brethren love. Barnabas is a son of consolation. Go and read your Bible. He's a man that if he enters a place, all doors open. Mm-hmm. Some of you are too zealous to submit under no one. The principle of the Bible is simple. You can't follow a Christ in the spirit. Oh. You see, well, I follow the Holy Ghost. I follow the Holy Ghost. So, follow the Holy Ghost. I've been to meetings, the way they call the Holy Ghost sometimes, for Holy Ghost. I tell them, Holy Ghost! I've seen the way people call the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you. I'll tell you, but the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost! My children, they were doing the anointing service. My three daughters. So the last one, we said, go! The two will fall. So I was wondering, I said, oh Lord, did they see me do that kind of thing? My last one would just say, go! This one fall. He told me, go! This girl is not yet up to 2 years. I don't know, I need to ask their mother questions. I was just in the house and they just said, go! And they would stand up again, pray for me, pray for me, they said, go! And they would fall again. Well, I know I need to do a discipleship to them. I've been telling them, no, you don't play with the Holy Ghost. Because he needs these things. As the Lord was revealing things to me, actually for 7 days, I was with the Lord and he showed me, it was a clear picture. I saw myself, different nations ministering and I struggled with it, but I knew that's what the Lord wants me to do. I just want you to pray for me, sir. You've concluded it. So we'll pray for you. It's apostle something something. Something prayer 2.0 WhatsApp. The convergence is on WhatsApp. Apostle. WhatsApp apostle. I see another brother. I said, what is the issue? I still drag with a disciple yesterday. I said, if you believe God called you, must you talk to everybody that you are called? He put it on Facebook and he see that ordination is beckoning. I can almost show you. I tell you what, ordination is beckoning and it's sat this way. Sir, let me be honest with you. The principle is, you must look for somebody following Jesus that you must follow. It is like that. You did not do that, you are in error, sir. Take it anyway. Check out Maka. Chamber, that's it. Oh, sorry. Should I start from fathers of faith? Should I pick Bishop Oyedepo? Should I pick Pastor Adepo? I should be counting it for you. I've digged into them. So don't tell me what is not. Should I even dig it into Apostle Joshua Selman? Because I research into people. Someone say, I'm a son to Apostle Joshua Selman. I say, does he know you? He say, no, I just follow him. You are not following, sir. Caleb, stand up. Follow me. Is that English big? Eh? Eh? You see, what is the brother doing? Eh? Follow me. It means it's where I'm going, you have to walk. Thank you. Sit down, sir. Now, Caleb, follow him. Follow him. Ooh. How can you follow wind? Follow who you don't know. Follow who does not know you. Yes, sir. Service sisters, has nobody. You don't have anybody you're following. Is Christ our pattern? Yes, yes. Even this daddy called Christ. When he was here, we had one issue. How they say, we've been looking for you. Sir, I must be about my father's business. You know, that almost looked like killing. You know, that almost we like, it will liberate many of us. So suddenly we just saw the Bible say, and he was subject as if to say, don't lead men into error. Will ya? Please, do you know he was subject to his parent? We are talking about the creator of heaven and earth obeying Mary and Joseph. Can you picture him who was in the beginning of the beginning saying yes, ma? You don't understand. You didn't get Yeshua. Have you given that stool to that man who lives down the street? No, sir. Go and take it now. Go and give them. Yes, sir. Creator of heaven and earth. This your pride is, it gives us headache. I'm telling you, it shocks me when I see the way people lead prayer. I'm afraid. He leads prayer. He leads worship. I'm afraid. I say, where is this person? Why is he leading like this? No fear, no trembling. Where did you learn this from? Where are you coming from? I go to a meeting. I went to one meeting. They said I was the guest speaker. I said, look, there was trouble. Because when they gave me the mic, I is not preaching. The Geo was there. I said, look, this is nonsense. This is what we are doing here is nonsense. And you may not invite me again. I didn't come to for honorarium. That's not the problem. How? Somebody was leading song. Gospel tumba. Ah! Majebai, what did you see me? What is the problem? What's the issue? Then they say, bye. What is the issue? And you told me to come and be a guest speaker on top of that. Choir administration, Shebai. That's what our minister on. Excuse me. If we're not doing church, we should not do church. What are we doing? It was so annoying. You know the funniest thing, Caleb? A drunkard walked into that church. You know, we were playing. I just sat down. My guest, I said, God, who invited me here? How did I even? What brought me here? They called another person. He called himself Golden Steppers. Abi Gospel Steppers. I was asking myself, Holy Spirit, please have mercy on me. How did I come here? How did I find myself here? So on top of all that, the answer should bring the word of life. And when I got there, I said, excuse me, this is nonsense. A drunkard was hearing that gospel tumba, came forward before the altar, from his drunken whatever, came forward and was dancing. Because the sound looks like the sound of Wasu Alabi. It was the same in his hearings. He was drunk. And there was nobody who led him to Christ. So he danced back. I was right there. Watch it. their general overseer was seated. When I got there, I don't care what you mean. Look, I'm not interested. This is rubbish. I told the keyboard man, stop it there. I don't understand. It was not funny. They said, excuse me, please. If there's not one of the preachers, you just say, well, forget it. I left. And of course, you can't call me back. Even if they call me back, I won't go. And my friend was telling me, why did you talk like that? How will I not talk? Is that church? Is that church or a club? Now, I was sharing with my wife recently that there are some songs that, please, let's just leave it. I don't allow my children to watch because you are wondering, who is this thing they're following? A song mentions Jesus, and that's the reason you are singing it. No. No. Who is she? When you bring songs, where myself and my wife were arguing 2 days ago, I was talking about song at Lee because she likes to sing, and I said, excuse me. Before you, Koto, hear me. Hear me. No, my wife is my friend, and then she likes that. Can we go again to Book of Revelation to see the kind of songs God approved? No one, no Bible. He said, does that mean? Yeah, our pattern. I can even show you. After the Lord had the Lord's Supper, the Lord, the Bible says Jesus sang hymns. Hymns, not who. Oh, your has taken away everything we should listen to. And choirs, I didn't say don't do ad-libbing, but help us do the ad-libbing that will help us. I close. Sir, follow me as I follow Christ. So who are you following? Nobody. You're following Pastor Yadepoe. They're following Bishop David. He's a liar. Sir, there must be someone that knows you. That I wish we had 2 hours. I don't like to rush. I wish we had 2 hours. So the first establishment is we don't follow spirit. The Holy Spirit only witness in us. Confirms. I know you know. So, those of you that attend good churches, and I bless the Lord for your churches that you're going back to, you know, if everything was alright, you're supposed to be following your parents. Yes, see? There's no need for one disciple somewhere. Parents. For I know Abraham, he will command his children after him. So the first problem is if your parents are not solid. That's where we have the wahala. If I follow my father, I will end up in hellfire. I love him now. I truly honor him. I respect him. He came visiting me recently and we're talking. And I said that if I had followed you, my father is called Opone Kotas. No, they call him Opone. So when they see me, they call me Opone Kota. That's Opone Junior. Remember of Opone? He who loved women. And it was a big thing in our family for you to have Ori Obirin, Ori Buruku Denye, for you to everywhere you get told like Samson, the only thing you see is women. You know, go and read your Bible. And Samson went outside and he saw a woman. He does not see high buildings. He does not see the streets. He does not see the flowers by the road. Go and read George. And Samson went and he saw a woman. Mighty man only see women. That's why they have to pluck out the eyes. Let's deal with this, your problem. Hey, do you have somebody very mighty here? You know, praise the Lord. Samson's story for you brothers is a big lesson. I've read it over and over again. I say, Lord, when I first step into a place, what do I see first? What do I see first? I've seen brothers who are quick to want to speak to sisters. Very quick. Very quick. No restraint. You just keep around. What's your problem? There are all kinds of brothers sitting near you. You did not greet those ones. Is this other one? You just came. No, look, these are simple things that make up for a disciple. The word I say, well, they made a mistake, but disciple, discipline. A disciple is a discipline. You are disciplined with your words. Sometimes you wonder, sometimes somebody just says, there's no reason, no. He just shouts like that. These are simple disciplines. Following Jesus. See, listen, it's not following spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? I saw somebody praying one time, and I was like, where did you learn this, your prayer? Okay, God. Okay. Now listen. I've seen all kinds of people. I say, if you were following someone, you won't pray like this. Listen, everyone has liberty in the secret place to do whatever he wants to do. You have liberty. But when you come to the public, check our Master Christ. And that's prayer. Now watch this. Am I supposed to be praying to my father? In church, we are to pray. Am I supposed to be praying to the father? Yes. Are you supposed to be praying to the father? Yes. Who is the father we are dealing with? The King of Kings. Are we supposed to honor him? Yes. Somebody now come to my hearing. I'm supposed to be communicating with the father. You're supposed to be communicating to the father. Excuse me, you are disturbing me. You are disturbing me. Cry out loud. Cry out loud. Cry out loud. What is this? Who taught you that? So, that will bring me from the import of Sister Lamide. That, thank God for the Holy Spirit. But it's in us to witness. He confirms. Bro, Paul, come and share your testimony with the brethren. Don't carry it about. We know Jesus appeared to you on the way to Damascus, but please come and discuss it. Okay? Acting. Separate me, Saul and Barnabas. Okay, through whose mouth? One of the brethren. Go, please, go back and read. After the Holy Ghost said that, what did the Bible say? They laid hands, the brethren. I thought the Bible was said, Holy Ghost send them forth. Go and read your Bible. And it was the church. When God gave me burden for me, someone said, Esther, if the Lord showed you burden, why are you discussing with people? I said, excuse me, you want to kill me before time? The Lord showed me a body. I said, it's the Lord that showed me. Nobody will do that. Nobody will talk me down. Excuse me. A vision from the Lord. Nobody should talk you down. I've had all kinds of people preaching and they say, if the Lord showed you something, pursue it, brother. Go and say it, brother. Let no one talk you down. They now quote, I do not confer with flesh and blood. I say, excuse me, do you understand what Paul was saying? Okay, you didn't confer with flesh and blood. Okay, go and be preaching there. Peter did not approve it. Okay, go ahead. That's when you will know. Okay, go ahead now. The Lord showed you. Damascus experience. Go ahead. Peter had to check your testimony. Even bro Peter, who seems to be like a pillar, went to Cornelius' house to share with them and saw a revelation when he was staying at the house of Simon the Tanner. By the time they came back, the church questioned him. Kill Lord Shembe. And then when he came, the Bible, Peter, bro Peter, he had to explain. Look at your Bible. Do you know when he was explaining? They did not accept. He took James to stand up. Read your Bible. James had to speak into it. What are you dealing with? And I should go and start. The Lord has showed me. This sister is the will of God. And you started courtship. Okay. Following. That's how I told one sister. You see, I will always tell you the truth. Yes, sir. He's a child of God. He's even a pastor in those eyes. Call him for us. Call him for us. Any of our sisters that want to get engaged, the brother will spend time with me. Then you will sleep now. Ajomugari. Yes. Benny, by the time I'm talking with you, I will know you. It's not in the spirit, I'll check people and say, I call brother, better man, I saw that. come and stay with us. Will you stay with us? And so some brothers will stay, as you will come again. You will come again. He said, so sir, what I now say concerning your daughter, which daughter? You will come again. You will come again. Because the moment you put ring, you will step back. And so come again, sir. And if you pretend, the Holy Spirit that searches all men, like an Asaphira, he will search you out. Yes, this girl is serious with God, he will search you out. And I don't think I've heard yet, and that any girl in marriage who is suffering today. I have people that have been handed over in marriage. No, because one now boycotted me. He, she boycotted me. Yes, sir. Have you seen my wedding? He said, Lord be with your daughter and grant her grace. The guy has money. The guy bought her this iPad, 1 million. Half 1 million. She has a car. I think their house is worth about 30 million, 35 million. Money. I was not moved. Only to see my phone die. Hello, sir. What? And those are not time I cry with you. I don't sympathize with you. I give it to you raw. I don't sympathize with you. I don't understand. I don't know you understand. Can we now start from where you started from and you boycotted us? Can we go back there now? I've seen people, they boy, because you must follow someone. It's the rule. I was reading the book of Titus, chapter 3, and I was sure, bro, Paul was saying, bring us then as the lawyer. Aristarchus should come. See how Paul was stating brothers and saying, these other people that are with me are greeting you. Bro, look, it's also here. He said we should send message to you. We are sending Onesimus to you now, Philemon. Receive him as if you are receiving me. Connection. Your own. You wake up in the morning. You are just playing music. After that, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's all. There is nobody to ask you questions. In those days, if you receive a revelation from scripture, you don't go and preach it. So I'm saying in this verse, what do you say to it? Yes. There was something I'm teaching presently on the Trinity. Some new light the Lord is giving to me. I raised that issue with someone. My disciple was called. And my disciple said, can you arrange a meeting and preach that message again to me? Let me hear what you are preaching. I said, yes, sir. And I started. See, I had to go and prepare my notes, prepare this, prepare that, and all that. And I was line upon line. And myself, okay. So are you saying, it's not child's play. So what do you mean by the import of John chapter 1 verse 1? What are you trying to say there on the sonship of Christ? When I finished, then my disciple said, now I've listened to you. It is this brother that is misunderstanding you. So we need to correct what he has told other brethren in the north so that people don't perceive you wrongly. Yes, sir. I'll do a call now. Who are you following? You were watching some YouTube videos. You just to watch. But you are receiving wrong doctrines. You did not state them down. I need to ask brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so about this. That's what I say, but I don't have anybody I'm following. What about sisters here? Accountability. Hey, sister, can we be accountable to each other? Some sisters like brothers. Spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. Listen. Discipleship is life on life transfer. It's a connection. Follow me is a strong word. Tell me. It's a strong word. And that's why all the 12 disciples of Jesus were male. The ones that were at arm's length, people like Mary. You thought Jesus' mother didn't play a role in all of this? Oh Lord, this is where theology gets interesting. You thought Jesus' mother didn't play a role in all of this? No. Jesus' mother was well involved. There won't be John, look at your mother, and we did some little understanding. She played a major role to women in the early church. At the upper room, she was there. And guess what? I was so glad that some of the key men that followed Jesus as disciples were married men. It's a joke that you go and pick young boys. Married men. Married men.